Hi, and welcome to another tutorial video for the Canon EOS 500DT One Eye and KISS X3. Moving on from the previous video that I did on live view, showing you the menu functions, the buttons and controls and what they do, we'll use it now in practice here in New Brighton, over the way from Liverpool, on a beach. Okay, just taking a picture of this lighthouse that you can see in the background. We've got the 500D here on a tripod, and the reason being we're on a tripod is that it's a more stable platform. And if you have live view on and using handheld, you have to hold the camera away from your body, which isn't quite as stable. Okay, now so I've got the camera on this tripod. One thing I want to do, because I'm on a tripod, is turn image stabilization off. Now that might seem counterintuitive, but because it's relatively still, the camera's not being moved too much, I've got enough light for a high enough shutter speed, I'm going to take image stabilization off. It can actually have a detrimental effect on your image if you leave it on, because it's actually moving and compensating all the time. So I'll turn image stabilization off. I'm using the Canon Canon EFS 18-55 IS kit lens at the moment, which is the widest lens that I have. And I'm zoomed to about 55mm on it at the moment. I've got autofocus set on, and I'm in aperture priority. Now we'll go into live view, and if you remember on the back of the camera now here, so as we zoom into the back of the camera, okay, we can go into live view by pressing this button. But just before I do, I need to set the self timer. So I can press this button here on the side and go to a 10 second self timer and press set, and that way it will count down and then take the shot itself. The reason being is then you don't have to press the shutter as you frame the shot up, and it won't shake the camera. So we'll go into live view now. Okay, if I hit this button here, we will see on the back of the camera a view of the image that's going to be taken in live view. I'm going to press the AF lock button here to engage autofocus, but before I do that I'm going to change the autofocus button on the centre one here, which isn't on the lighthouse, so it will focus on something in the distance, which will mean the lighthouse will be out of focus. So we'll change that now by pressing set. Okay, and we'll use the front wheel on it now to select the one which is now on the actual lighthouse itself. Now if I press autofocus now, it will beat firm autofocus, and I'm now ready to take the shot. I'm in aperture priority at f8, cloudy white balance, okay, and the shutter speed is 1/60th of a second, and the ISO 100 as well, so we'll take that shot. Okay, so we'll let that run, you'll hear the camera beep, which will count down for 10 seconds and then take a picture. And there we have the image of the New Brighton Lighthouse. Okay, I'm going to bring this now up to review by pressing play and take a quick look. It's gone in to show me the histograms on the back of the camera at the moment, and taking a look at that, that is actually a little bit underexposed. Okay, so I'm going to make an adjustment for that in a moment. Now I'll zoom in the image by pressing this top right button here and review the whole image. Composition's okay, it's not the best landscape shot in the world, it's not necessarily that interesting of a scene. Okay, but now to combat this problem that I have with the exposure, I'm now going to add some exposure compensation. Okay, so we're going to go back into live view. Out of live view, we'll go back into live view here. We'll press the autofocus or autofocus lock button there. Now I'm going to press this AB plus and minus button to increase the exposure slightly by 1/2 of a stop. Okay, 2/3 of a stop more light, not one full stop, just 2/3. And then we'll take that shot again. Hear the camera beep for 10 seconds. Remind you of an alarm clock, and then we'll see what we get. Okay, that histogram's looking a little bit better. The foreground's a little bit brighter in the image. We're going to press play to review that now. Okay, we've got a slightly better exposure on there than we had before. Okay, so what I will do is I'll show these pictures, of course, towards the end of the video as well and throughout. If you do have any questions at all, as he zooms back out on me, it's great having a video man, or cameraman is. If you do have any questions at all about using live view, this is only one example of it. You could use it to take pictures of still life. You could even use live view whilst doing a portrait sitting as well. Okay, remember the advantages that I covered in the previous video. You have a full 100% view of the frame that you are seeing instead of 95% looking through the viewfinder on the 500D. So you could see something sticking in the edge of the frame. It helps you to level up with the grids as well that you can see. And one thing it will do with certain types of photography as well, using live view and a tripod, it will slow you down so you will take more time to get the images that you want. So thank you very much for watching. I'll catch you guys soon.